Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. I have such a special treat for you today. I have a fabulous woman by the name of Christy Whitman. She is a transformational leader, celebrity coach, and the New York best-selling author of The Art of Having It All. She has appeared on many TV shows, and her work has been featured in many magazines. Christy is the CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Learning Academy and Quantum Success Coaching Academy. So welcome, Christy, so much to my show. I appreciate you taking the time and being here with my listeners.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica. I appreciate you having me and for all that you're doing to help people.
And so we're calling the show Managing Your Energy, because right now we know that everyone going through this in-home quarantine COVID-19 pandemic is having to learn new strategies to manage their stress, manage their daily routine, manage their high anxiety, and manage their energy. And so yeah. Christy is going to share with us some of her skills and knowledge with how we might go about doing that.
Well, you know, I channel the council, what they call themselves. So beings of light that are here to communicate information. So I've been a channeler through my books and things for years. And one of the things that they have said is that right now for most people is everything is amplified. So if someone typically feels worried about something, it's really amplified. If they feel fear about something, it's really amplified. And it, whatever aspect or area of our lives, what some people might fret, you know, freak out about money and worry about money, now it's really amplified. Or they might really feel like they're alone, and now that they're at their house and they're with themselves, it's very amplified. So everything is amplified for everybody. That the energy field for every single person, usually the aura, if you look at it from an energy perspective, is like a couple of inches outside of their physical bodies. But because everything is so anxious and fearful and worry, because that's when uncertainty can bring up, everybody's auric field is even out there. So our energy beings are just like, you know, everybody's just on high alert right now. And so one of the things that we have to understand is that everything is energy. And even though our physical bodies and many physical things look physical and they look real, and you know what we can see and taste and hear and smell, that's what looks like it's real. But underneath everything is energy. Quantum physics has proven it. Modern science has proven it. And when we think about ourselves as human beings, we are energy receivers, and we're also energy transmitters. And so when we're receiving in energy, when we're going to the grocery store, for example, we're going out in public, even though we're trying to stay home, or we're just on social media and we're at home, or we're seeing something on the TV, whatever we're receiving in has an even bigger effect on us. So we have to be clear where we want our energy to be received from, what source, what do we want to be under the influence of? So now more than ever, it's important to listen to shows like your show, to read books that are uplifting, to, you know, surround yourself. Maybe you need to get off the social media, or maybe you need to hide some people on your posts on social media that are really freaking out. We have to be able to manage what comes in, because we have to really be able to choose that and deliberately put ourselves in a place of, okay, today I'm going to focus on what I want. I'm going to focus on what I want, why I want it, and how I want to feel. Because when we start to do that, and we're not just letting ourselves be overtaken with emotions by fear and anxiety, when we use our own free will and choice, which is the only thing that we do have control of, when we start to use that focus and looking at what we do want, what do we want this situation, this time, this universal thing everybody's going on in having, what do we individually, what's our individual experience going to be of it? Are we going to freak out? Are we going to be in anxiety? Are we going to be in fear? Or are we going to manage our energy? Thoughts are energy. Words are energy. Emotions are energy. All of it's energy. So
I'm glad that you said that, because I think that what's happening with a lot of people, especially with my patients, is they're just overly thinking. They have all of this time on their hands. They don't have a lot of structure because their routines have changed. And so there's these constant repeating of the same thoughts and the fears, and that's all energy.
Yes, it is. Many times we think if a thought comes up, well, that's real. And then we start to believe that thought, and we go down, we create this momentum with this thought. Our minds are, they're really, and it's, you don't have to be mental, have mental issues. When you think of a normal active mind, a mind will tell you, you know what, go eat some ice cream. And then, no, I don't want to eat ice cream. I want to get in better shape. No, go eat the ice cream. You're going to feel better if you eat the ice cream. I don't want to eat ice cream. I want to feel better about myself. I want to feel good. I want to get in shape. Eat the ice cream. You're going to feel better. And then you go and eat the ice cream. It's the same mind that goes, you big fat dummy, why'd you eat the ice cream? Right? So
yeah.
It's
those unhealthy patterns.
Yes. And so we're the ones that have free will and choice of what thoughts we want to focus on and what energy we give more energy to with those thoughts. So finding a thought that feels good, finding a thought that actually is in alignment with gratitude and appreciation, finding a thought that moves you in the direction of what you do want rather than what you don't want or what you're afraid of or what you're worrying about. When you focus on what you do want, I would recommend that everybody, especially right now, this is a reset time for everybody to slow down, to look at what's not working in your life. Look at the contrast that is showing up in every single area. Maybe there's a career that you're not having to do right now because you're at home, or maybe you're now doing that career at home. Do you like that career? Does it fulfill you? Do you want to continue doing it for the next 10, 20 years? What do you want? How do you want to feel in your career? Maybe you love your career, but you don't make enough money. So what kind of relationship do you want with money? What about the people that are in your lives? What relationships do you want to improve? What about your own health and well-being? This is a time to look at all different aspects of our own lives and say, in every single aspect, what do I want?
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a time of reflection to say, I have a choice to make. And if I'm not happy with how I feel, what I'm thinking, what I'm doing, I can choose something different.
That's it. We have the power to choose. I mean, this is not an assertion-based universe. It's an attraction-based universe. Every single human being has been given the gift and the mental faculties, really, to have free will. And we have free choice. So even during this, you know, universal thing everybody's going through, we have a choice as to what energy we are going to entertain and what energy we are going to shift or what energy we are going to continue to float in. So when you start to focus your mind on what do you want, why do you want it? Now it takes you really down a momentum of, well, I want this because of this. And now you're the why. You're focusing in the direction that you do want to go. You're becoming a vibrational match to those things that you do want. And when you start focusing on that, you actually start to feel better. And the reason anybody wants anything that we want is because we think that we're going to feel a certain way once we have that thing, that person, that place. And so the myth is that we have to go get this thing, or we have to find that person, or I have to go make this money in order to feel. But the truth is, we need to feel in order to attract that person, place, or thing in our life.
And that's nothing, where the energy comes in.
Yes. And nothing has to shift right now. You don't have to wait to feel good for something to happen. You could just choose to feel good. You could just choose to open up and feel the feeling of joy. And you could do this right now, just opening up your mind and just imagine that you are being filled like with a waterfall of energy of the vibration of joy, just filling up your mind with joy. Any thoughts that are not of joy, just imagine that you're surrounding them in a bubble of light and that they're just dissipating and that your whole entire mind, your focus, everything is on joy. And then let that feeling of joy move into your heart and expand your heart, focusing only on what it feels like to be in that space of joy. And then moving that energy, imagine that energy moving into your emotional body, filling up your emotions so that every single trillions of your cells and the receptor sites that's on all the trillions of cells is opening now up to that feeling, to that energy of joy. And if you just soak in that energy, let it just permeate through your whole entire body and commit yourself for the rest of the day to only speak words of joy, think thoughts of joy, feel only joy, only entertain where your own free will and choice goes to, only thoughts, feelings, emotions of joy today, you actually will experience more joy. You can expand it. And now with this feeling of joy, you can even ask yourself, what do I want? Why do I want it? How do I want to feel? I want to feel more joy. Then imagine amplifying the joy inside of your body. Now, if you can put your mental focus all the way down into your emotional body, which is your belly, well, they always say, yeah, I felt it in my gut. That's where emotional body is. There's pulsations, like a heartbeat has a pulsation or your pulse has a pulsation. If you are feeling anything other than joy, move into your emotional body and just feel whatever's pulsating there without getting your mind involved. Just let your mind have a joy party right now, being soaked in joy. Put all of your focus and your attention on the pulsation that's happening in your belly. And then just
like holding it. Are you touching your belly?
You can totally touch your belly. Just, it's really more just important that you feel the sense of the pulsation that's in your emotional body. And it might rise and get bigger. And it doesn't matter what you call it. For some, it might be anxiety. For some, it might be fear. For some, it might be worry. But what we're doing here is we're just being with the pulsation so that it can dissipate and be released so that you're making way for more joy to come in. So that the emotions inside of your emotional body are totally attuned and aligned with joy. And it takes about 90 seconds to process out an emotion without getting your mind involved, without getting telling a story or having to label it. You can just be with that pulsation of energy and just let it release from your body. And just take a deep breath in and release your breath. Open your eyes and feel how you're feeling.
So just focusing on that area allows you to bring energy to it. Yes. And then release it.
Yes.
See, because it's so simple.
It does, right? But what happens with most people is we're afraid to feel our feelings. And so it gets amplified and it gets amplified and it gets amplified. When you think about it, anxiety really isn't an emotion. It's an amplified state of an emotion that's underneath it, such as fear. So people feel this fear because they're not feeling it. It gets more and more amplified and then it becomes something like anxiety, very much like sadness, right? Someone's sad, they don't process the sadness. They're not with their feelings. They're not receiving the communication, the information that they can get from the sadness. They just push it off and suppress it and don't look at it. And then that's how people get depressed.
Yeah.
Right.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. You know what? I have to take a commercial break, but we'll be right back with Christy Whitman and more of this healing, managing your energy. Thank you, Christy. Be right back. All right. Welcome back to the second part of the show. I have Christy Whitman with me and we are really focused on how do we manage our energy. And Christy did a wonderful little brief meditation or kind of energy focusing. It really felt good. And so for the second part, we're going to talk a little bit about the power of our words and really choosing words that are going to align with that energy that we want. So Christy.
Absolutely. Yeah, so everything that when you think of what we talked about in the first half, we are energy receivers, but we're also energy transmitters. And by law of attraction, universal laws, what we send out from our own energy towers comes back to us. So when we are speaking words that are like anchors to our energy, that close off our energy, that don't feel good, then we are not able to move into what we want or feel good. So for example, and I created, and I'm going to give this to your entire audience, I created a program called Watch Your Words, and everybody can go to watchyourwords.com, where it's a 30-day video program where I tell you 30 either words or phrases of why you don't want to say these particular words, what they do to your energy, and what to say instead. Now, let me just give you an example. Like when someone says, well, I can't afford it. This is one of those words or phrases that a lot of people say, but they don't realize the creative detriment that's happening every time you say it. When someone, say for example, you are given an opportunity to go to Hawaii and your initial response is, well, I can't afford that. You've now closed down the creative process. You've closed down the avenues and opportunities and possibilities and potential that could happen if you stayed open and said something instead like, that's not a financial priority for me right now. That would be amazing. I would love to do, but right now that's not a financial priority. That still keeps the energy flowing. It keeps the opportunities because you just never know how the infinite could deliver you either the money or the tickets or the possibilities to bring you on that vacation. But to initially just say, I can't afford it, you cut off everything. And then your thoughts go to literally because words create a series of words or thoughts. And then, yeah. Oh,
sorry, I can only search my topic for movies.
My phone has a mind of its own. I am so sorry for that.
No, it's okay. It's quite all right. I love the way you said it's not a financial priority because I think what you allow the person to do is speak their current truth, which is oftentimes the whole intention behind why they're saying, oh, I can't afford it. But you're saying don't limit yourself. Don't cut yourself off from the possibility.
Yes.
Saying it's not a financial priority is different from saying I can't.
Yes.
And so I love that.
And so there's 30 of these phrases and words that people say don't realize that they're saying it because it's what they've always known.
And don't realize the impact of it on their energy flow, which is what you're...
Exactly. Because when you think about it, when it even said in the Bible, in the beginning, there was the word. Word, our words are the beginning of the creation process. Our words create thoughts, and thoughts thought over and over and over again create the evidence of it, which then becomes a belief. And once it's a belief, forget about it. It is what we are creating.
Yeah, and it's hard to change that, and I think that's been some of the barriers with some of the patients that I've worked with over the years is that once they've formed this belief, it's hard for them. They understand the concept that your words are powerful creators or energy, but they don't understand the application of how to change it. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it all starts with changing your words, just a shift in I can't to, you know, what's the possibilities or, oh, I shouldn't do that instead of what are your options and your choices? I don't want that. Well, what do you want? I mean, there's 30 of these words and phrases that are really important to become aware of. So, because those are the keys to starting to manage your own energy. When you can start to become aware of the words that come out of your mouth, that awareness, that understanding, that knowledge then translates into more awareness of what your thoughts are thinking in your head. If you have a thought that's going over and over and over again, and you feel like you can't control your thoughts, they're just happening, then they're going to overtake you. But if you understand that you can be mindful of your thoughts and actually shift them and change them, the first time I found out that, I was told that 24 years ago, I thought, well, no, thoughts are just thoughts, that they're real and true. I can't change them. My mind blew up. That I can actually choose my thoughts and choose the ones that feel good and not critical or judgmental or condemning or comparing or competing. I could actually choose what I focused on with my thoughts. Oh my gosh, my life totally changed. And our thoughts, this is where it's really important and kind of dovetails on what we did in the beginning, in the first half. Our thoughts lead to emotions. Our thoughts feed into the energy of our emotions. So if we're thinking thoughts of lack and limitation, which is never in alignment with who we really are, with our potential and possibilities and the infinite intelligence that we have breathing us, when we're in lack and limitation, we feel bad. And that feeling bad then creates more of the thoughts that feel bad. And now you're in this vicious momentum and cycle. And that's where we need to isolate the thoughts from the emotions. Let the mind take a little vacation. Let it soak in the joy bubbles. Let it just, you know, kind of take a break. Isolate the emotions. Release the emotions. And then you can go back and work on the thoughts. But if they're spinning together and they're feeding off of each other, it's very difficult to get in there and change the thoughts or to change the emotions because they're feeding off of each other. That's why people feel out of control. I can't change my thoughts.
Yeah, it's true. And I know that oftentimes I'll tell my patients, you know, picture a time that you had a positive experience or you had a positive memory where it was a good emotional experience. And sometimes they have a difficulty with that.
Yes.
Centering or focusing on a time or a image or a memory that was an emotionally positive state.
Because if they're in a negative state and they're in lack, the leap to a vibrational positive thing, it's a big leap. So that's why, you know, there's one of the laws that I talk about is the universal law is the law of sufficiency and abundance. And on one side you have lack, on the other side you have abundance. It's hard to go all the way from lack to abundance, but the tipping point is going from lack to satisfaction and satisfaction then into abundance. So instead of being in lack, could you find the positive aspects? Even right here, right now, with all that's going on, can you find the positive aspects of this? Are you home with your family and the kids are home from school? I'm looking at the positive aspects because this is incredible. My boys are 9 and 10 and they're home. And are they a lot of energy? But yes. But we are so close as a family, even more so because they're spending more quality time together. My dog is getting me outside more and we're going for more and more walks. You know, we're not eating at restaurants anymore. So number one, we're saving money and we're eating healthier. I mean, there's so many.
I totally can relate to that. Yeah. Me too. My family too. And I think that kind of is in line with gratitude, you know, because when you're, like you say, you have to focus on the good in the situation. So that you can be satisfied with what is and what you do have, as opposed to focusing on that lack.
But the mind will say, well, what is bad. But nothing is ever all bad. So when you can look for what's good and right, what's good and right about this moment? Okay, I have air in my lungs. I have a roof over my head. I have a bed to sleep in tonight. Oh my gosh, I have enough toilet paper. Right? Who knew that everybody would be like, wow, I've never been so happy to go to the store and buy a roll of toilet paper. I scored.
I know. That is so true. Oh my God.
It's like, I've got food to feed my family. I mean, we are at the place right now where it's really about going back to the basics and giving gratitude for that.
Yeah, simple. Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about this 7-day Vice Freedom Challenge?
Yes. So when someone goes to watchyourwords.com, they're going to get the 30 days of
watchyourwords.com.
Yes. Definitely encourage everybody to do that because it is a life changer when you become aware. And at the end, I give everybody a PDF file of all the words, and it's really good to print out and just have that. And so you'll get
an
invitation. Yes, of course. So you'll get an invitation on the next time that it's coming up that I do the 7-day challenge. But what the 7-day vice freedom challenge is that I challenge everybody to take a vice. Now, it could be an outer vice, such as smoking, drinking, eating sugar, drinking too much coffee, shopping, whatever it is that someone uses to escape themselves. Or an inner vice, such as complaining or judgment or comparing or competing.
Guilt,
shame, any of those, yes. And we just take a break for 7 days. And a lot of times I'll say, if you have an outer vice, don't stop it. Because here's what I want you to do. I want you to shift your relationship to it. So we energetically shift the relationship, because when you think about what a vice does, someone doesn't feel good in there now, so they reach out to something to make them feel better. We naturally want to feel good as human beings. We have that tendency to want to feel better, but we do it in a way we're using tools that no longer serve us. So the example I always give is that I would used to, and I don't anymore, thank goodness, but I used to tell myself all the time, I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Well, your body, you're giving a command, and now I'm feeling tired. I actually am tired. So what do I need? I need coffee or some kind of caffeine to pick me up so I'm not tired. I've got so much to do, you know. So this coffee is the dun-dun-dun-dun. That's the savior that's going to pull me out of this state of being that's tired, of not feeling good, right? So I go and drink the coffee, and then what, an hour or two later, where am I at again? If my head is still saying, yeah, if my mind is still saying, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, and I'm feeling tired, the caffeine might jolt me up for a little bit, but then I'm going to have a dip down again. And so it's up and it's down. There's nothing. It's a temporary fix. Yeah. What I'm really looking for is an energetic fix. An energetic fix that comes from our true source and supply, where it's, if we're feeling lonely, we feel content, we feel fulfilled, we feel connected. If I'm feeling tired, I bring in the energy of vitality and of wellness. If I'm feeling in lack, like I don't have enough of something, maybe money or support, I bring in that feeling of abundance. I bring in that feeling of freedom or security. It's always from an energy place that manifestations happen. And if we're feeling like we're empty and we want to feel good, we're going to reach for something, whether it's a temporary relief of something. So when you can start shifting that energy relationship, you don't need the vices anymore.
I love that. I love that. So quickly, with like the last couple of minutes that we have, are there any maybe couple of strategies or practical steps people can take to shift the energy? Because it really sounds like it's words, your focused thinking, and trying to clear your energy when you're in a negative emotional state or a negative thought state.
Yes. So when you notice contrast of any kind, you're not feeling good, first thing you want to do is ask yourself, okay, what do I want? What do I want? Why do I want it? How do I want to feel? How you want to feel is the energy essence. Right? So that's where you can bring in that energy of joy, like we did in the first half, where it's like you could feel just the energy of joy or the energy of freedom or abundance, whatever it is that you're wanting to just permeate throughout your body. And then only speak words that move towards what you want. The 30 days, the watchyourwords.com, that'll help you do that. That'll help you become more aware of your thoughts. It'll help you process your energy. And once you're starting to feel more consistently how you want to feel, you're going to feel good and you're not going to need vices like you did before.
I love it. I love that. So just basically when you come to the realization that you're in a negative state, just say, stop it. What do you want? How do you want to feel? And bring yourself in alignment with that.
Yes.
Focus on something that gives you that good feeling.
Think about the why you want it too. Real quick. I don't know how much time we have, but like,
no, you're good.
If you're thinking of gratitude, instead of saying, oh, I'm grateful for this, why are you grateful for it? If I was to say to you, name five things that you're grateful for, you could easily go, my son, my husband, my dog, my house, my money, right? But if I was to say, pick one thing that you're grateful for and then five things why. I'm grateful for my husband. Why? Oh, he's such a good person. He loves me so much. He is such a great parent. He has got a heart of gold. He is so loyal. I mean, now I'm in the field of like, oh, I can't wait to see my husband. I'm looking forward to seeing my husband so I can give him a hug because I love him so much. So it just shifts the energy when you focus on the why.
Yeah, the why seems like it starts to trigger the emotion of it.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love that. The positive emotions.
Right, the positive emotions of it. I love it. Wow. Any last words of wisdom, Christy, and any information that you want to provide the listeners to get in contact with you or your website, anything?
I just want to say that each of us are divinely designed to thrive and feel good. No matter what's going on. And people feel like, God, is it okay to feel good right now? My clients are like, the guilt of, is it okay to feel good right now? Yes, you're divinely designed to thrive and feel good under any situation or circumstance. It's more than okay. It's encouraged. It's your divine birthright. So go to watchyourwords.com. It's the best place to start with me. I also have ChristyWhitman.com. I'm all over social media. So whatever support you need, it's there. But I would start out with your words.
Thank you so much, Christy Whitman. I appreciate your time. And just I just feel so blessed to have you share your knowledge with my listeners. And I love it. I'm going to start at Watch Your Words.
Awesome.
I'm going to start there.
Thank you, Dr. Erica. Appreciate you having me. And thank you for all the work you're doing in the world.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.